Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 9th, 2021. The system of the common soul. Question: the life of an embryo depends on the umbilical cord. And this, as we know from Kabbalah, is the group. So just as a mother feeds her child through the umbilical cord, does the Creator develop a person through a group? Answer: in general, yes, through the surrounding society. It can be a small group, or it can be a large environment, that is, still, vegetative, and animate nature and all of humanity. As a result, this is all a system called one soul. Through the environment, a person receives all the forces descending from above. It turns out that he is at the bottom of this chain, through which the influence passes from its root, the Creator. So, a large environment is the whole world, a smaller environment is relatives and work colleagues. And there are also like-minded people who, just like you, want to advance in the spiritual. It is they who are important, because in connection with them you awaken the upper force so that it will exert its influence on you and raise you. The rest of the environment are parts of the same soul that are not yet directly involved in the spiritual, but gradually you will see how they together with you create this common system called one soul. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, August 6, 2021. How can we correct evil? Question: what exactly is the correction of evil attributes, desires, yearnings, and thoughts? If such a desire and thought appears, how can I fix it in practice? Answer: only in the 10. I cannot do anything on my own. We have the best, clear, and accurate system, so just start using it. Enter this system and you will see what it can give you, how participating and connecting in the 10 starts immediately to correct each and every one. If you do that, you will not need any other corrections. We do not know the spiritual laws, but by pushing ourselves to connect in the 10, we reach a clear and accurate form of the spiritual state, and then the Creator is revealed inside it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 7, 2019. To be born for eternity. Zohar for All, Lecture, Item 98, and when a person passes away from this world, that nefesh will never move from the grave, and by that force of the nefesh that remains in the grave, the dead know and speak to one another. Living in our world before being born in the world of Asiya, before awakening and enlightenment, is called being in a grave. When I leave this place, I leave my grave. Rakem, womb, or kiva, grave, are one and the same. That is, I bury my current desires and rise to the next level. This is the way out of the grave, the birth of a new person. In principle, in our world we seem to believe that after a person is buried in the ground, he is reborn. Why do we treat a dead body this way? What is the use of it and our nostalgia for it? Coming to the cemetery to stroke a tombstone. What is in it? Nothing. But this comes precisely from conformity with the spiritual, because from our spiritually dead egoistic desire, a correct altruistic desire is born. Therefore, we treat our egoism with such respect because all our spiritual growth is based on it. Question: what are these dead who talk to each other? Answer: the dead are you and me. We talk about how we can become alive, how we can get out of this state. This is called switching from dead to living. Question: that is, the world that we see around us, is dead? Are people walking the earth dead? Answer: of course, because everyone only looks inward. The book of Zohar says, look at these people, how their eye sockets are turned inward. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 18. And Joshua stretched out the spear. Prophets, Joshua, 8:1, 8:17, 8:19, And the Lord said to Joshua, Fear not, and be not dismayed, take all the people of war with you and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel, that did not go out after Israel, and they left the city open, and pursued Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, Stretch out the spear that is in your hand, toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand, toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city, and took it, and hastened and set the city on fire. A person stretches out his hand in order to overcome his egoism and thus bring the general egoism, called the people, the city, under his control. The raised hand is like the staff raised by Moses. Question: Does it mean that as long as he holds the spear, people will have the strength to conquer the city? Answer: No, this is not about people. The Torah addresses a single person and indicates how he should behave in such and such circumstances. It gives examples of how to overcome your egoism, how to conquer it. The Torah does not speak about anything else. The seizure and destruction of the city mean the destruction of the egoistic desire in a person. Such cities and countries exist within every person. The entire universe is within him. Question: Why does it say that one should raise his hand with a spear and hold it? Answer: So that under no circumstances you would miss this particular action and this opportunity to conquer the egoistic property within yourself. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 19, 2021.